This is a Harper Guys production.
The Harper contains foul language and adult material. If you are easily offended and thin-skinned, you should hit the stop button now. And if you are not a complete idiot, let's get this party started.
Let's get down to brass tacks, gentlemen. If I was informed correctly, the clock is ticking. Is that right, Jimmy?
Yeah, but good luck arguing that in court. Let me get down to brass tacks.
Listen, let's get down to brass tacks here. How much for the ape?
Jack, let's just cut the crap and get down to brass tacks here.
Are you hating on Neil Diamond?
Holy fuck, fuck Neil Diamond.
Our dream of deathmatch is going to come to fruition, and my golden ticket is going to pay off.
Hoo-ah!
Don't you fucking hoo-ah me, motherfucker.
I want the ability to time travel.
Dumb. This is stupid.
Welcome to the Hoppa, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jake with me, as always, my co-host Adam.
That's right!
Coming at you in April of 2024. A little bit of PSA rolling at you.
Oh yeah, that's me.
Ta-da!
All right, let me put my spectacles on here. Oh, I poked myself in the eye. That's okay. Welcome to the number one common sense podcast in the world! Let's get ready to mumble episode 118. Please visit us at HarperGuys.com, where you can find our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube links. You can also find us anywhere podcasts are found, ideas, complaints, or just want to say what's up.
Boom.
Email us at theharperguys@gmail.com.
Love it.
Woo.
Hell yeah, dude. Welcome back.
It's been a little bit.
I'm telling you.
We're
on about a month schedule here.
Yeah, and for some reason I thought we were going to dip in about after 3 weeks, but you know what? Here we are now.
Hey.
It is what it is.
There's all kinds of shit going on.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of good things.
Yeah.
Damn it, there was something on the way over here, and I'm like, I'm going to talk about that first. It's not on the list. And of course, all the conversation we had prior to this.
Was it OJ?
No.
Yeah? You hear OJ die today?
No, it was very... Yeah, I did hear he died.
Yeah.
Can't feel real bad for that guy dying.
Yeah, the amount of hate online around it is... I'm not going to say surprising, but it is overwhelming. Like, nobody seems to be sad about this.
So it wasn't about the eclipse, but it was something current. Like, big news current. It'll come to me. Anyways, do you have any updates or anything you want to talk about before we get into this show?
Well, like I said, OJ died. And OJ. Yeah. Sad note, just throwing a little shout out there. Are you old enough to remember Sparky's Pizza out of Rittman, by chance? Sparky's?
The place that you took me to because it had a revival?
Okay, so that's the place, right? So,
I didn't remember it prior, but...
Yeah. So they had a pizza shop there. It was right down the road from our house growing up, right? Closed down in the early 90s. Son moved back, had lived out of state for years, moves back, opens it up over in Seville. Same original recipe, like tastes just like our childhood. You know, we loved going over there. The guy that was the son passed away unexpectedly this week. So like they're closed indefinitely. So just sending some thoughts out to the people that are heavily involved with Sparky's. You know, feel bad for losing Kevin this week. Yeah, young 50s had a heart attack just out of left field. So just. Just giving a little shout out, a little bit of local love on the whole thing, you know. Just letting you guys know.
So they're not gonna keep it going?
Well, we don't know yet. They just said that they're closed indefinitely. Like he was the shop. You know what I mean? Like
sure.
So we'll see what happens from there. But just you know.
His parents had it running? Is that what it was? Initially?
A long time ago, yeah. And his father actually passed away young, and that's when it closed the first time.
No,
so,
I don't want to make a bad joke.
No, but like
I mean sometimes maybe too much fucking pizza.
Sometimes history repeats itself.
Jesus
you know?
Christ.
Yeah. So, Yep. Just a little. Yeah, I mean, we hear stories all the time about, you know, people passing away and stuff. It's like when you get a local guy like that that's kind of from the community, you know, and then came back and revived a brand that people loved, you know, and like it.
For sure.
It did well. It's a hard thing these days to start an independent pizza company like that.
Any small business like that. I mean, literally, that's like a mom and pop pizza shop.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even have a mom and pop pizza or mom and pop anything.
Yeah. But he was a super nice guy. I mean, anytime you go in there, he's back there working. You know what I mean? He wasn't one of those owners that just like stood around and watched everybody else do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that guy was in it all the time. You know, you go
elbows
in,
deep.
Yeah, you go in and you pop in and say hi, and you know he remembered everybody from Rittman. You know what I mean? To be like, oh, you know, my mom's yada yada yada, and he's like, oh yeah yeah, we know when they used to live up on State Street. You know, like so just give him a little shout out to him. You know, just letting the people from Sparky's know we're thinking about him. You know. Yeah. Kind of sad. And then one other thing on a positive note, if anybody isn't doing anything on Saturday night, I'm sure you haven't seen any of the ads for it because they've been everywhere. But, dude, UFC 300 is Saturday, and it is going to be fire!
Fire. Don't fucking use that word in our fucking podcast.
Dude, it is going to be sick as fuck.
It's going to be so, sick. I like sick. It's going to be sick as fuck. Sick
I can't
AF.
Use fire!
You can't say that shit was fire. Not on this podcast ever.
Ooh. It's gonna be awesome, dude. Like, it's one. It's,
so give me some names,
dude. It's loaded. Like, top. If you follow the sport currently,
I don't.
Well, there's I think 14 fights that are on the entire card. Maybe 16 fights.
Is it because it's 300?
Yes.
Okay.
The very first fight of the night is two former champions that would be a main event on like most any other night. There's three title fights on there. Bo Nickel, which is like one of the biggest up-and-comers. He's like a three-time national champion wrestler, has just been murdering everybody. He's fighting on it. I don't know if you know who Alex Pereira is. He's becoming like one of the biggest global superstars. Yeah. He's in the main event defending his title against Jamal Hill, who's like our Detroit guy, who was the champ at light heavyweight, lost the title. I mean, just loaded top to bottom.
I was watching it about 6 to 8 months ago,
yeah,
a little bit more. You got me into it a little bit, and then, I don't know, life happened. I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, if you're feeling froggy and looking for something that's going to be entertaining, if you like fighting at all, UFC 300 Saturday night, don't worry. My entire Saturday is planned around it already, you know? Be up early, helping move, and then...
Jake, you're about to get married. You got to be the guy that's not sitting in front of the TV for 4 hours.
Four? It's more like seven, bro. But don't worry, I've already got the whole day planned. I'll be getting up early that day. We got to go. We're going to get like a new bedroom suit, some of that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're doing some honey bear stuff.
Oh, all day long, dude. I'm going to have 10 hours of work in, so by the time we get to 6 o'clock, I'm ready to just sit down. You know, she'll be happy to be chilled out on the couch.
That's right.
It's going to be awesome. So
sweet.
Boom.
Sweet.
What you got, bro?
Like I said, I had something and I forgot it. It may come back. It may not.
Yeah.
Who fucking knows?
I don't know.
Okay. So first topic, and this is kind of a weird one. I mean,
not weird.
Retirement. Have you ever thought about your retirement and like
all the time?
Really?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I'm not talking about like what would happen if I win the lottery and retire. I mean, like, shit. I'm 68. I finally hung up the cleats. The corporate cleats.
Mm-hmm.
What am I gonna do?
Well,
you've got it all planned out.
I'm hoping to start well before then, but like you and I have talked about a little bit, I'm gonna get through the wedding. I think I've told you I've actually been doing a lot more of it lately. I spend a lot of time at the house here by myself. I've already turned off cable and stuff, you know, to where it's like by the time I get down to the end of my evening, I don't sit around and watch a lot of TV anymore. Like my main TV upstairs, other than like the NCAA tournament, I haven't had it on in months. You know what I mean? So I've been writing, and after the wedding and stuff's done and we get back from the honeymoon, I'm going to go do a 2-minute spot, you know, on an open mic and get started. And I think that through all the years of this show that we've actually, we both speak a whole lot better than what we used to.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Like and
episode one was horrible.
Right. And I've had people tell me, you know, hey, I like the way you tell a story. You know, like you guys speak really, really well, to where it's like, you know, one of my favorite pastimes is making people laugh. You know what I mean? I'm the loud, crazy, you know, like there's been a lot of guys like me before and there'll be a lot of guys like me after. But it's like if I could get into a place where I'm writing comedy, I'm going out, making people laugh for a 20-minute spot on a couple nights a week. You know what I mean? Just like a couple local places. I mean, I don't have the ambition that like, hey, you know, I'm going to be on Kimmel before it's all said and done. It's like the next big thing. You know what I mean?
You don't want to be on his fucking show anyway.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but that's just not how I'm looking at it. Like, but I want it to be something like if something ever comes out of it that's fun, you know what I mean? If it ever opens a door, an opportunity, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm definitely one of those people that, like, the more and more I'm thinking about it. So I know that you're probably, I don't know if I mentioned this to you or not, but tomorrow is my 25 years with the same company. Right?
You did not mention that.
That's a long time to me. Like, I've kind of had this number in my brain for a long time. Like, I can't believe it. Feels like the last 5 years have just flown to get to this point. But it's like, I don't feel like even if I've done the same thing for 25 years, even if I do the same thing for 15 more, like, I don't feel like that's the end. You know, I don't ever want to be that person that just retires to a lazy boy chair. You know what I mean? Like, I retire, I'm going to find stuff to do that keeps me interested, keep me happy. Yeah. You know, work on the property, you know? But, like, I want to have some structure in my life. It's just not going to be the same structure that I've always had. Well, like that's what retirement's going to be for me. When I don't have to worry about what's in the bank account, you know what I mean? Like, the income's figured out for what it's going to be every month. This is what we got to live on. You know what I mean? The older you get, the simpler you get in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find something that I enjoy. If comedy's something I enjoy, I'll do that. If I find something else, I'll do that. If I spend 9 months a year down at the property mowing and trimming and taking care of shit down there, then I'm okay with that too. You know, yeah. I feel like I'm a person that's going to be really simple about it.
I'm the
you
same
know
what I mean? I don't need hardly anything.
Mm-mm.
You know?
No. What are you thinking?
I don't think that far ahead. I live in the moment more than I do in the future. That's probably my problem.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, as long as I can pay my bills and I have food in the fridge, that's retirement for me. I mean, but no, I'm not saying.
But what are you going to do with it?
What would I do? I don't know. I have a, you know me. I kind of do a lot of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a lot of little minor hobbies. You know, I have a couple, well, at least one podcast I do. You might have heard of it.
Yeah.
I fly drones, you know.
Yeah.
I try to hunt.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's enough shit to keep me busy.
Yeah. Would you ever, like, restart the poker league or, like, get back into bowling or, like, anything like that you used to be involved in?
I think you'd have to. I mean, you got to get out and do stuff.
Yeah. 100%.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, maybe, obviously, it would be fun to golf more, right?
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
golf in the summer, bowl in the fall, dog.
You know, but I got this friend, and, you know, if his comedy show kicks off, then our podcast might actually catch fire, and it's just a fucking tidal wave.
Right. But here's the thing. Is like, I don't have any intention on ever ending this. You know what I mean? Like, if something happened in, like, your life where you had to move away or something like that, but, like, even when we have, like, these delays in it, like, I feel like we both always feel the draw to it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, when we go a couple weeks without doing it, it's like, man, we got to get back on here, you know?
Well, sometimes it's better. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes it's, maybe it's not, but
right.
At the same time, I think, you know, we've got a good flow, and it's good. But yeah. I don't know. But so the retirement story, though, kind of hit me, and then I'm like, you know, I don't really think about too much retirement, but I was at a retirement party the other day. I kind of mm-hmm. touched on that with you prior to this show,
mm-hmm.
and it was Mr. Joe M. from the Corp.
Yep.
He finally had enough, or they had enough of him, whichever way it was.
Sure.
Doesn't really matter. But glad he's going to be able to set sail and enjoy his golden years or whatever.
Sure.
But it was funny because a lot of people were wondering where you were at, whether you got invited or didn't. I don't know. Well, we can blame old Jimmy on that.
No, but nobody told me it was even happening because I would have totally gone.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't know about it until after it was over.
So Mary McGillivray wanted me to tell you hi.
Tell her
Mary M. Mary Church, which you may know that's her new name now. I don't know. Mary Murphy is now Church.
Oh, she got remarried.
Yeah.
Oh, way to go, Mary.
She said, what's up? And somebody who's listening right now, Robert Corrigan.
Oh, dude, I love Robert.
Came over to me and shot the shit for a little bit. He says, listen, he goes, I can tell you a little bit about me and you can catch up. But he goes, I already know all about you. I listen to the show. I know what's going on.
He still listens to us?
He listens to every episode.
I love that, dude.
So what's up, Robert?
Man.
And by the way, he wanted me to tell you, because our last episode we were talking about archaeologists. Although, what did you want to do when you were growing up? And I had like architect or archaeologist or something like that. And you said this word or this thing. You said, but do you know any archaeologists? Do you know anybody? And he looked at me and he goes, I wanted you tell Jake I know two of them.
Oh my God, that doesn't surprise me though. But no. that dude's on the on a different stratosphere when it comes to like intelligence and the circles that he runs in.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like they always say, like you shouldn't be like the smartest guy in your friend group. You know what I mean? I would never say that I'm the smartest guy in the friend group, but I would tell you that like we're all pretty much at the same level for whatever that level is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? To where it's like that dude's friend group is a whole different level. Like like I used to love like when I would ask him a question. You know what I mean? Like, hey, is there any way that we could do this? And he'd be like, well, and then about sentence four, I'm like, I don't know what any of this means, but I believe you that it's possible, you know?
Well,
great guy. He's one of the people I always enjoyed working
one
with.
One of the founders of a lot of the things at the Corp,
yeah,
as far as techno goes.
He was awesome.
And when I had left, he had left a while before,
mm-hmm,
and they were still paying him for side work, mm-hmm, because he is knower of many,
yeah,
and he can fix a lot of shit, and he can get some shit solved.
Doesn't surprise me in the least.
Yeah, no, it was good to see Robert.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever talked to those guys, because that's the thing, is like I'm as guilty as anybody of like the people that you become friends with that are your work friends when you're no longer employed together. You know what I mean? Like you just kind of lose that friendship. I mean, you look at all the people that I've known that have left Roar. You know what I mean? You're really one of like two that I'm still friends with at all. You know, I mean, I expect that we'll always be friends. You know what I mean? But it's like people that like, I actually been to their house, you know, have hung out with them for a lot of different stuff that you just don't see them anymore. You know,
well,
it's funny how that stuff changes.
The funny thing about that retirement party that, you know, I was there for an hour and a half or whatever, a couple hours,
mm-hmm,
but there was so many, not, it was literally almost, you could cut it down the middle, push this side of the room to that side, and this, and that was no longer employed or quit, and then employed. It was,
yep,
there was so many, but it's because Joe worked there for so long.
I was going to say, that's a big part of it.
He's known so many people that have come and gone. And
Joe was always good to work with.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Joe wasn't one of those people that, like, when his time came, that everybody was like, oh, my God, it's about time.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, that guy.
You talk about a founder of technology.
Oh, he was always a good person to work with, and he was the type of person that you could go ask him a question, and even if they're not going to do it, he'll tell you whether or not it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, what if we did this? Like, well, maybe, but no, you know?
Yeah, he Joe is extremely hilarious as well. Like, I can remember when one of our CTOs got hired in,
yeah,
and he just pretty much looked across the room and said, well, he's not a complete moron. So
yeah. I got to travel with him once, and we were at dinner, and he had a few adult beverages,
yeah,
in him, and got him going and got him laughing a little bit. And that dude has a laugh that if,
oh, yeah,
I could hear, if I heard it right now and all I heard was a track of just the laugh, I would know in one, yeah, second exactly who it was.
I can almost duplicate it, but I'm not going to do it. I don't want it to be like I'm making fun of him.
No, because it's not making fun of him, but like it's a defining characteristic of somebody that had what was always really a pretty serious job,
yeah,
at work.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't, yeah, know how many again, between you guys that worked in the department,
yeah,
probably a little bit different. But for those of us that were interacting with the department, yeah, it wasn't a lot of playing slap ass, yeah, with everybody in the department. You know what I mean?
I've got a story, and it's probably not going to be funny to you. It may not even be funny to anybody listening.
Yeah.
But you know when you get punched drunk and you just can't stop fucking laughing,
uh-huh,
and you're maybe there with your brother or your friend,
yeah,
and you're dying. But is it any more awkward when you're there with, like, it's me and Joe, and I am hitting that bell, and he's looking at me like,
like, what's wrong with you?
I don't know what's fucking wrong with you. And I'm like, that was the situation, but this is what happened. It was late. We were driving around. I think we were in Mesa. I,
yeah,
can't remember, but we were looking for something to eat, but we had, if you ever work with Joe on a road trip, you're working till 10,
mm-hmm,
and then we're going to go find something to eat and drink, whatever. Well, whatever day it was, we couldn't find anything. And we were looking on our, you know, he's looking at Yelp, and I'm looking, and we park, and then we try to find it. Well, we went into this dive bar, and they said they had food. So we're sitting there at the end. We had a couple beers, and the lady's like, dudes, she could just tell. She goes, you guys look like you're wanting, like, food. We have, like, frozen shit. He's like, yeah, I don't really want that. But, you know, we'll finish our drink, and we'll go. So then we're driving around. We find this Denny's. That's the only thing we could find. I'm like, hey,
mm-hmm,
I've eaten worse. He's like, that's fine. Let's go. And so we go and we sit down in the booth.
Yeah.
And sometimes those places, any restaurants, if the booths haven't been repaired or replaced in a while, man, you like sink down.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God, dude, we sat down and the table came up to like my chin, and I just started losing it. I'm like, man, I feel like we're the kids, Joe, and the lady's coming over. Do you want anything? And I cannot stop. I'm fucking peeing my pants. And Joe is literally looking at me like, I don't know what the fuck his problem is. You know,
you're like, I would like some crayons and a placemat immediately, please.
I just lost my shit, and it was so fucking funny. I could not stop, and yeah. I was so embarrassed, but at the same time, it was just fucking funny.
Dude, that's awesome.
It's like 11 or almost 11 o'clock at night. We just wanted food.
Yeah.
But
it's always good to have a laugh, though. You know? Super good for you.
It's
you know
rare
that?
To have those kind of laughs.
Yeah.
Anyway, as a grown man.
Yeah. Oh, I know. We're supposed to be serious. You know, push it down. Push it down. Right?
So that's my retirement
yeah.
thing. Huh. Anything else to add on retirement other than I hope we can all enjoy it?
Mm. I mean, I'm hoping to get it figured out to where, like, 55 and out sounds amazing to me. Like, I don't want to work until I'm 70. You know?
I don't need,
there's
I mean,
too many people that work to that point, and it's you get 3 good years, and then everything just fucking goes off
well,
the rails.
I think a lot of that has to do with people just stopping.
Yeah, like, I'm going to be
you,
the other
if
way.
If you work until you're almost 70, or let's just say 65, that's usually the magic number, but I know it's not always that.
Yeah.
But let's say that's what your number is, and then 66, you just say, you know what? I'm going to fucking relax. And you're just on the couch watching every fucking game, and you just pretty much quit doing anything.
Yep.
Gain 30 pounds, and then you're like, boom. Those kind of people just kick the bucket.
Yep. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No. I'll tell you what. Honestly, for me, like, I love, like, I don't want to say photography because I don't like taking pictures, and I'm not that kind of person, but like drone footage, mm-hmm. I love taking that shit. And I have a nice drone. I haven't really got a lot of time, like not a lot of hours behind the fucking
yeah.
the grips or whatever you want to call them. But like if I get free time and it's a beautiful day, I'm getting the drone out, man, and I get about each battery holds about a half an hour or so. So it's like an hour and a half mm-hmm. of just flying around, and then I can take it home, I can put it to music, and it's just you edit it a little bit. It's just fucking awesome.
Have you ever thought about doing like drone deer recovery or something like that?
No. I'll tell you what was in my head though, was like and this is what I'm getting at, is this would be something fun to like do at the next stage. Like if I was to retire early at like 60 or something, like you could make some side money doing stuff like this. You mm-hmm. know, I don't know. At that age though, you gotta worry mm-hmm. about fucking medical a lot more. That's why nobody retires, goes and works
until they absolutely have to.
Right.
Right.
No, but what I did think about was like going down to, I don't know, somewhere nice where there's beaches, and like you spend your whole summer there, and you take footage of all those houses, like every rental property, and you literally put it to music, and you say, hey, this is you give them a little sample. This is what I got, you know. I'm an up-and-comer or whatever mm-hmm. until you get established. But then once you get established, you fucking, I think you could make a killing.
Oh, for sure.
If you made, let's just say, 250 to 500 a video for each one of those rental places, just so somebody could go online and, you know, in their VRBO or whatever it is,
yep.
and they're looking, instead of seeing that 360 panoramic, they're actually seeing a video of the place. I mean, how cool would that be?
We'll see how that ends up working out, man, actually. I don't know if you've seen anything with that. That like, there's legislation that's on the table that's supposed to come to vote. We'll see if it ends up happening. But it would make it to where, starting in 2025, an LLC cannot own a private residence. To where, like, a lot of these people that own second and third places that all they do is Airbnb and them out, it's going to go away. And like the reason is because it's messing up the housing market so bad.
Well, but a lot of what I'm talking about is like those rental places. So they're not going to be able to have those homes?
So it's like you live here, right? But you've got a house in Atlantic City that you rent out on Airbnb. Most people that own that kind of stuff, they're going to put into an LLC. That's why it's not part of your own individual taxes. You know what I mean? There's a whole thing that goes with it. And they're talking about getting rid of all that because you have all these people that have bought up all this property that doesn't actually get used. And it's really contributing to the fact that there's not enough housing for everybody right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually talking about like Oceanscape
yeah.
Company, LLC.
There you go.
And they own like 75 houses up the coast.
Yeah.
And it's
That'd be awesome,
and
man.
It's like a big business.
Yeah.
And that's not what you're talking about. That's something completely different,
yeah,
right?
But you can get into all kinds of different stuff. Like
weddings.
Weddings.
Dude.
Well, right.
Everybody's getting married every weekend in the summer.
Yeah. Like people love that kind of stuff, you know? But it's like
having footage of your, like overhead footage of your wedding.
Yeah.
Like, or your of the, what is it, when you, was the whole thing.
What do you mean?
Like, you're saying your vows. It's
like the ceremony?
The ceremony. Yeah, the whole ceremony on fucking fly around or fly by. Might be a little annoying, but it's going to be cool later.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be different. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it.
Fly around a little, buzz the tower. Groom and bride are like ducking. Don't right. get my veil in here.
That'd be pretty funny.
It's a rental.
Yeah. And you'd get some comical stuff on there. I mean, all the wedding fails and stuff that you see online.
Oh, and how many times that fucking drone is going to bite the dust? Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta have a backup.
Yeah. I saw a video the other day. This dude was driving down the freeway. Ginormous drone. Just laying on the side of the freeway. Took it home. Got a battery for it. Fired it right up. It's like an $8,000 drone.
Well, he did more than that. You got to have a fucking controller.
Right, right. I mean, like, he got the whole thing going and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Pulled up the listing of it on Amazon. I'm like, damn, dude, that's a nice little find right there.
Yeah.
You know, something else I'll end up doing, and I know it's such an old man thing. Like, don't get me wrong. I know that it's not something that, like, most young people do, but, like, going out and doing that kind of stuff, but, like, I would love to get a metal detector.
Oh, me too.
I've always thought that would be so much fun, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, like, even, like, going down to the property.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And just checking the whole thing out. Who knows what got lost down there at some point in time? I mean, who knows what that property was years ago?
You know what I mean? You might find a lot of the old man's garbage, but you might find something cool.
Right. There could be anything out there.
No, it's cool. And, I mean, things like that would definitely keep me busy. But, you know, you also think about, well, could I make a little side cash on this?
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
So that's kind of where I would be with retirement.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, and I do like to woodcraft a little bit.
Yes,
now,
you
But I'm not talking about, like, making tables and chairs for, you know, for as a business. But I'm talking about, like, making shit for my own house. I'm not really, don't mean as a side hobby.
Yeah.
Or a side cash or anything.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
But, you know.
That'd be sweet.
Updating shit.
Hell yeah.
I kind of, I don't know. It's in the blood. Once again, I'm not a finished guy. I'm more of the rough cut, and then, you know, I try to make it look nice.
Right. I don't know, man. The work you did in that basin is pretty impressive.
Well, don't look too close. Okay, the eclipse. This is current events.
Yeah.
How cool was that? Did you get to witness it?
I did.
Where were you?
Here.
Right here?
Yeah.
Dude, were we not fucking... I mean, I know there was about 5 to 10 states that had the full, but, dude, how cool was that at the moment when everything went real dark and then you could take off your glasses? That image... Could you see the little red flare or whatever was at the bottom?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, they said that was not a solar flare. They said that was something else that was just as cool, but whatever. Caden said it's probably a solar flare, but
yeah.
Everywhere I looked, there was that little red triangle.
It was a comet, wasn't it?
Triangle at the bottom. Now, I read of something today, and they never really, you know those stories on the internet where they never really get to the point?
Yeah.
It was one of those. And I'm like, I wasted 5 minutes.
Get out of here.
Yeah. But no, the whole eclipse thing was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I had the day off. I thought we were going to have to drive somewhere because when I first heard about this a few months ago, they were saying like the actual line was like over in like Ashtabula or... But we were in such a wide swath of it that we were good.
The direct path.
Well, we were... But I'm saying there was people that they thought they had to be on the actual line.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm glad we didn't. We could do it for my fucking front yard. Yeah. Oh, good grief. But that was so cool.
Yeah.
Did you have the glasses too?
No.
No.
So like Pooja got a set of glasses for everybody, and then I forgot to grab mine when I was up there. But like I also knew that, like I was working all day. It wasn't like I could take the day off for it. So what was funny, it was about 2 o'clock here, right? To where apparently the eclipse had already, like the beginning of it had already started right around then. So I had to run down to the building real quick. I had some samples that I had to pick up real quick, and then 2 more that I had to get shipped out.
So she was here?
No. But she ordered them off of Amazon like the week prior to like when I was up there over the weekend. I forgot to grab them, you know? But I was like, well, I don't have all day to
sit. But you were here.
Yeah, I was like, well, I don't have all day to sit and stare at this thing anyway, so it is what it is, you know? So I leave the house about 2 o'clock, you know? Well, like, I'm driving down through town. Dude, there's like parties and all these driveways and shit going on. I'm like, dude, what is going on?
I don't think anybody was working that day.
Right. I mean, I was. Yeah. Like, so it was right about 3 o'clock. You know, I set my alarm to go off at 3 o'clock, you know, to where I actually had it's out in the garage. It's the, like the rectangle that's out of the front of a welder's mask. I knew that I had one. So I grabbed that, You know? So we're like, I was looking at it where like it was almost full, and then like all of a sudden, like the whole world started turning dark. And like as soon as I could tell that it was the whole thing, like I dropped the thing and just checked it out for 3 minutes. And then like the second that you got that first little sliver, I'm like, I'm done. Like,
you know, oh, I was watching it until because I wanted to see what would happen. I mean, obviously I'm not going to stare at it very long, but boy, once that thing peaked, that was so cool. Wasn't
it? Yeah. Oh dude.
Oh, that was
It's
sick.
One of those things that like, I feel like there's so many things in this world that are overhyped these days.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been hearing about this thing for fucking months.
Yeah.
You know, you better get 9 days worth of fucking food. You know, the entire state's going to be overtaken by tourists. You know what I mean? And I'm like,
nothing happened.
Really? Like, is that really going to happen? You know what I mean? But I actually talked to a fellow the next day that was one of the people that he actually traveled 2 states away with his family to go see it.
Well, I mean, people that were in a state that weren't going to get the full totality coverage, if you were really into it, like for me, not for me personally, but because Caden is one of these guys that wants to be a, like he wants to do stuff with space and astronomy and things like that. If I had to be for him, I would have definitely drove him 1 or 2 states over.
Yeah.
Just so he could see the full thing because he's the one telling me, he goes, Dad, I'm if I get to see this again, I'll be like 85.
No, 21 years.
No, they said it was like, you. No.
Yeah.
Can't be.
I'm telling you. Like, I watched, I saw enough coverage of it, like, it's coming again. Do you remember the last one? I do. I absolutely remember the last one.
Okay, those aren't full, though.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
No, dude, I was in 7th grade. Dude, you can research it 100%. I was in 7th grade. But, like, it happened, instead of it being, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it was, like, 11 o'clock in the morning. So they literally stopped
class. They said the last one happened was,
I'll have to pull
it up
and show
you. 80-some years ago.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. We're going to have to check our notes, folks.
Every year and a half, it happens somewhere in the world.
Well, I mean, the positioning of the Earth, I mean, to me, that makes logical sense.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. No, it was awesome.
There's eclipses all the time. It's just not full eclipses. Like, I can remember standing out front of Roar, and we all had the pinholes and the cardboard, and you could, without looking at it, you could watch it. Because when it doesn't fully get covered, you can't look up there.
Yeah, unless you have some kind of eye protection.
Right, but you could, so you do the, you ever done the pinhole thing where you poke a pinhole, and then you hold a piece of paper, and it actually, you can see the eclipse on the paper.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. There's all kinds of videos online right now of how to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. It was cool, though.
But anywho, I thought it was awesome. I thought at the moment it completely, like I said, covered it. And I'm seeing that. I mean, that image was just blow me away.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things you never forget because it looks like something that you would see online or in a textbook. But it's right there in your backyard.
Yeah. Or in a movie. Like that. I mean, that's where I was like,
yeah.
What filmmaker is going to use this for something?
Right.
Yeah. Of course, my 18-year-old's like, well, I'm pretty sure the world's supposed to end about now, so. And then we were done. And
that sounds like an 18-year-old.
She goes, well, I guess nothing happened. The funny thing was, talk about old man moment. I'm at home. I have Monday and Tuesday off. I went back 2 days ago on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or yesterday. And went back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have Monday off, but I'm home improving right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cutting the bottoms of my cabinet. I'm doing. This home improvement is like on the cheap. Like, you know, people go and you get new cabinet doors for your kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
No. I take mine off. I sand them all down. I cut off the bottoms. Like my cabinet doors.
You're working with what you got.
These things are like, so there's trim around the top, but at the bottom, the bottoms of the cabinets went to the bottom of the trim. So when you open it up, there's no trim at the bottom. It's just that's how they were made. So I'm like, well, if I'm redoing this, I want to redo it. So I went to Lowe's and got like strips of 1.5 and cut it, put it underneath all those. So then I had to – so now the doors have to be shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So I cut the doors all off, but then I have to cut that groove in there so that when the door shuts, part of the door goes inside and then the other half overlays to hits the front. It's, mm-hmm. That's how it is or how they were built. So sure. I'm out there doing all these cuts on the table saw, and I mean it's like 5 till totality. It's getting really dark. The spotlights come on, and Brianna's going, Dad, You're literally ruining this for everybody in the neighborhood. She goes, can you just quit for a few minutes?
Because you're still running the saw?
Because, and I'm working fast too because I knew I got these. I'm like, don't fucking cut my thumb. And I'm like, all right. It was 5 till, so it was 10 after 3. This is happening at 3:15.
Yeah.
So I shut it off. I stopped for 5 minutes. And then it was like 5:19. started right back up. Dude. Everybody had went inside anyways.
Poor guys, that's what you do. Like, oh, that was cool. Back to it.
The one old neighbor guy says, well, you'll remember that you were working all through this with your saw. I'm like, probably.
Yep.
But anywho.
It's pretty sweet, though.
It was cool.
Yeah.
21 years. You don't know what you're talking about. All right.
Listen.
Survival tools. Now, we have talked about... what would you need? I know we've talked on the show before, like, if you had 10 minutes, what would you grab on your way out? Well, let's put it to, like, a little bit more realistic time. Let's say you had a half an hour. And I'm thinking of, like, I'm not talking about, like, concrete jungle survival. I'm talking about you're making it down to the property.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're probably going to take a firearm or two. Maybe your bow. That way you can try to kill some stuff to survive on the fat of the land. Obviously, food's important, shelter. But I'll tell you what, I've told you earlier that I've been watching some of these. And it's talk about oversaturation. There's a lot of these survival YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are kind of basic. I mean, they show you some little things you can do, some tricks of the trade and things like that. And some of them you've seen before, some of them you haven't. But I saw one and it got me intrigued. This guy said, how to make a hut for only $8. Now... So what he had was one of those tree limb cutters. You need that. So he cut himself some branches, and he kind of built this base of this 6x6 little hut, or maybe a 8x8, something small.
Yeah.
And then, but he only made it go up a little bit, like 3 or 4, maybe 5 rows, and then he stopped.
Yeah.
And then he got his Saran wrap out. He also built kind of like the frame of like where the roof would be,
mm-hmm.
like the peak, like out of like a single stick, and then he tied them together. With whatever, but then he Saran wrapped this fucking thing, and I didn't really watch all that closely. I kind of watched towards the end.
Yeah.
But anyways, he literally made this. Now, obviously, in certain conditions, this would not be viable.
Right.
But in a calm weather environment, it would keep the rain off of you.
Mm.
And then he did this. He had one of these, and this I'm like in a new world now. It's portable, wood stove.
Okay.
I've never seen one of this. It actually had all the, because he had piping that went out of his thing, but it was all encapsulated inside.
Yeah.
Like all the little sections of pipe were all inside.
Sure.
He had some elbows. The feet came out and he screwed the feet on. Yeah. And it's just like this stand.
Yeah.
And then he cooked on it.
Okay.
So he had his frying pan on it.
Yeah.
He had his dog with him and he made a little cot. And I'm just like, I don't know. It just intrigued me.
Yeah.
The simplicity of it, but at the same time, how cool it was. But then I'm like, I need to find out where I can get one of these fucking stoves because I might use it twice in my life, but it might be fucking cool. And this, you know, I was talking to you a little bit ago about camping and how, I don't know. But then I was thinking, I saw another video and this kind of blew my mind too. I'm like, I need one of these. And this is way less or way more inexpensive, but it was an auger, like a manual auger. It's basically just a big drill bit.
Yeah.
And it's called Scotch-eyed.
Okay.
Scotch-eyed auger. And the Scotch-eye is actually the part where, so it doesn't come with a handle. I mean, you could build one before you went into the woods and threw it in your bag. But the whole idea is you put the one end, like you use your saw or you find a stump that's been cut off, small, and you put the eye on that. It's kind of got a beveled end. And you can use a hammer or your axe or whatever you have, another tree stump or tree log, and it literally makes its own handle.
Yeah.
So anyways, you got the handle, and what I saw was they were using these stumps. Of course, you'd probably have to cut this stump. But anyways, this big log, good-sized one, and they were augering down through the middle as far as they could go, so it was pretty good depth. And then coming in from the side and making these like, I think they call them like a jet, not a jet burner, but like a jet fire.
Okay.
Anyways, so you put your tree shaving, your bark shavings in the bottom.
Yeah.
and you light it with your flint. That's, they're all using this more, you know, they're not using a lighter to light it. They're using flint. You can do whatever you want, whatever you got. But they like that stuff. They push it into the middle, then they're dropping sticks down, and it basically makes, and you can put some rocks up on there, and you can cook right on that. It was pretty fucking cool. But then I'm thinking, well, wait, I don't need both of these. The auger would be a lot more work.
Yeah.
Because I watched a handful of videos, and some of these don't work very well.
Yeah.
If you get a bad one or a dull one,
it's done.
You're not going through much.
Yeah.
You're going to be hating life. Sure. Wishing you had the metal one.
Right.
But I was thinking, and I'm like, wait a second. They both have different applications.
Sure.
If it's nice weather, you're never going to want the fire in your hut or your, I mean, unless it's cold. But I'm talking, if it's nice out, you're going to want your fire outside. You're going to want to be cooking outside and do everything outside.
Sure.
But if you're in an inclement weather, whether it's raining or snowing or whatever, then that's where you'd want the fucking portable fucking stove.
Sure.
So I don't know. It feels like these are on my list to fucking get now.
Yeah.
Whether I do or not,
sure,
I don't know. I was looking at a bunch of them. The one I want is like, it's ridiculous. I'm not even going to even imagine paying $600 for a fucking stove like this.
Yeah.
You can get knockoffs for like $90 on Amazon.
Yeah.
That's more my speed.
Yeah.
It's more anybody's speed.
Sure.
But you have to also look at them and the applications that they actually do. Like, they do use them where you can put, you know, your skillet on top.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, I'm not going to spend $100 on any of this stuff unless I actually plan on fucking going into the woods.
Yes.
And that's kind of what I was talking about to you earlier. Right. I'm like, you know, you can do all this. You can have all these bells and whistles. But if they're just going to sit in your basement, there's no fucking point in getting any of them.
No, you got to, if you get the stuff, if that's what you're going to do for some fun.
Yeah.
You know, go out in the woods, have a good time.
I think the auger would be kind of cheap and inexpensive to get first. You know, they're about $20 to $30.
Yeah.
You get one of those, and then you could at least go out there and try to make some of these, you know, jet burners or whatever they're called. And I watched a couple guys do it, but now I watched a guy put that auger, and he had that tree stump between his legs, and it just kept spinning.
Yeah.
And then I saw the guy that knew what he was fucking doing. Now, of course, you got to find this, but in the woods, you could probably find this. But he found, like, something had fallen, but it was had a Y. And he put the stump, like, right in the Y of the tree.
Sure.
And then he just put one foot on it, and then he was just going to town.
Going to town on it. Yeah. That makes sense.
You got to use nature.
Yeah.
But
there's a thing that I've actually seen a couple times, and I haven't bought one just because I haven't wanted to spend the money. Same type of thing, but it's an electric lighter that has a little solar panel on it. Hmm. So you don't have to have any fuel for this thing.
Okay.
So, like, if you're out and you end up, like you said, you're in a situation where you can't get out and you're going to be in the woods for a while, you know, one little butane lighter, you could get that thing gone in no time, depending on how long you're keeping fires going for, you know?
Right.
So, like, and one of the things I've always, have you ever seen the pine fires? Like, the way you can start a fire, I mean, you have to have, like, even if it's wet out, you know what I mean? Like, you're wet in a situation, like, it's been raining for 2 days and all of a sudden you have to start a fire, right? Have you ever seen how you can do that with pine? Have you seen this?
A pine tree?
So, like, you know how, like, when you go through the woods, like, there's down pine trees, right? So it's like you find a down pine tree that's been laying there for a while, and they'll have, like, the little branches, you know?
Like at your property, they're all, like, where they're broken off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it has to be pine. But, like, what's cool is if you take that and you snap it off at the base, when you look at it, it almost is like a yellow waxy kind of interior to it is what happens after it lays there and starts to break down. That shit is like highly flammable to where if you have access to some of that kind of stuff, even if you don't have dry wood to get started, you find a couple of these things, it's like a little fire starter log.
Something else I found out, the Saran wrap guy.
Yeah.
Now, obviously you'd have to have this in your woods, but he had these small trees around him and they must've been some sort of pine.
Yeah.
And they had these, the bark had little bubbles in it.
Yeah.
And he was breaking his stick off, so it kind of had like a little sharp, and he was gouging those little bubbles, and it was literally squirting sap out, and that was flammable.
Yeah.
He literally put that stick on by his flint, and it just caught on fire like a match.
Yeah, I've thought about buying a couple like survival books.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can pick them up for a couple bucks online just to have in case the world goes to shit.
I mean, bottom line, you could grab, fill your truck bed full of stuff that you think you'd be good at.
Right.
But it comes down to two things, food and water. I mean, well, shelter, obviously.
Yeah.
Food, water, shelter, and probably some sort of heat source at some point.
Yeah.
It is Ohio.
I mean, you got the right sleeping bag, you can get through a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a lot, a lot.
Did you watch, you haven't watched any Netflix in a while?
Mm-mm.
Okay, never mind. It was the rugby team that crashed.
I haven't seen it. I know that it's on there, though.
Okay. It's not a great movie, and it's overdubbed.
Is it a movie or is it a documentary?
It's a movie.
Okay.
It's overdubbed, so if you can get through the overdub.
Yeah.
You know, they're speaking a different language, but it's English.
Yeah.
The lips aren't lining up.
No shit. Did I tell you about watching The Iron Claw?
The Iron Claw.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So there's not very many movies that come out these days that I'm like, oh my God, got to see that. You know what I mean? Zac Efron was actually just in one. And it's called The Iron Claw, and it's about the Von Erich family, the wrestling family from the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, just tragedy ransacked this family. Just like, just a disaster.
I think I remember seeing the previews.
Yeah. So it's one of those, like, talk to the woman, actually spent the $20 to stream it. Like, right, because it was still in theaters. You know what I mean? Dude.
Isn't that funny how you can do that now?
Yeah.
But, and watch a movie in theaters?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Like, yes.
Did it make it into the 13?
I mean...
Or the 14? Is it a 14 now?
I don't know. I mean, I don't buy movies like that anymore.
I know. Nobody, you know
what
does.
I mean, I haven't dusted those things off, the few that I have. You know what I mean? And watched them in a while. I mean, because that's the thing is, like, depending on, like, what streaming services you have, like, the big one for me, and, like, we've joked about this, but it's like... If you're flipping through and there's nothing really on and all of a sudden, you know, it's an hour into Shawshank, just throw Shawshank on and let it go. You know what I mean? Yeah, like,
you don't always have to start at the beginning.
Right, but now if you want to watch Shawshank, there's like 9 different streaming services where you can have it, and depending on what your subscription is,
right,
you can watch it for free.
Now, I will tell you this, though. Like, I can remember Stand By Me was on, and that was a big, big one of my favorites back when I was a kid.
Sure.
And I wanted the kids to see it, you know, and so we started watching it. I immediately shut it off. I'm like, we got to find another, because they had cut out all the cuss words, and the one thing was, and I mean, you might be like, my kids, but at the same time, but they're, one's 14 and one's 8 or 17.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what? I watched this when I was 12. My mom thought those kids were about your age, and if they're cussing, it is what it is.
Right.
That's what she thought. So I'm like, I want my kids to experience this, and they're fucking it all up.
Right.
So we turned it off. I went and actually. No, it was on Spectrum, because that's why it was dubbed. I went and paid $3.99 on Vudu for it, and we fucking started it right over. And yeah. I'm like, that's more like it.
You're right, though, man. There's nothing worse than the dumbed-down version
of a movie. I mean, it's one thing if they were 4 and 6. Okay, yeah, we don't want all that. But, yeah. You know.
You get to be a teenager. Trust me, they say it at school.
They do. And I'm a... They know that I'm a... large proponent of the foul language. It's part of my life. It's part of my
part of the lingo, baby.
It's just who I am. It's who I always was.
Yeah.
I remember getting in trouble saying cuss words in third grade. It's
right.
Just been a part of my life.
Right.
I may have said this on the show before, but one of my daughter's girlfriends was one. We were at a high school football game, and we're all sitting close, and I was the only parental figure. And she looks at me, and she goes, "Mr. Reisinger, is it okay if I'm going to tell a story, but it's just better if I say a couple bad words." I said... Looked at her and said, "Sweetheart, I don't trust people that don't cuss."
Yeah.
So go right ahead.
Yeah. I don't mind telling you, like, the older boy's 16. You know what I mean? And like, so I'll say stuff like off the cuff to him, mm-hmm. that I don't say in front of his little brother. You know what I mean? A couple weeks ago, like, he loves to play like these games, like, would you rather live in America but be poor?
Yeah.
Or be rich, but live in Peru, you know, like stuff like that all the time, you know. So I got him a couple weeks ago and went, I said, would you rather be a Nazi in 1945 when the war was ending, or a prostitute in Thailand today that's like high end? And he's like, man. Like, you're either going to prison or you're a prostitute. I said, the good news for this, I said, the answer is the same. You're fucked either way. he was just like, oh, my God, I can't believe you just said that. I'm like, welcome aboard, bro. And then like, this is what goes through my brain.
He's probably like, you probably, ding, 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 ding. The cool meter went up a little bit. Ding, 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 ding,
right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Right, but like, the other thing that I love to do is I love to mess with him. And like, I use the words wrong all the time on purpose. You know what I mean? Like, she made dinner the other night. I'm like, oh, man, this dinner's got some riz. You know, and he's like, no. I'm like, drip? Are we allowed to use drip? He's like, you're not allowed to use that word at all. I'm like, man, no cap, huh? He's like, shut up, dude. Like, to me, that kind of stuff's fun.
Yeah, no, that's funny,
like,
to me.
Have you ever heard the term old head?
No.
So apparently this is something that they call us now, like for the way that we talk and the way that we think. So it's like, if somebody says, who's the greatest basketball player of all time? And you say Michael Jordan. Well, that's an old head take on the whole thing. So he calls me old head all the time. You know what I mean? So a couple of weeks ago we were talking, cause he talks basketball all the time, loves basketball. And we were talking about best point guard of all time, Steph or Magic. You know, I'm like, dude, it's not even close. Like, he'll never be on Magic's level. It's just not the same type of game. It is what it is. He's like, man, that's such an old head take. I said, it's better than your dickhead take. Now, I didn't yell this in front of the entire family or nothing, you know, just a joke teasing around. So, but I think that's part of it as guys. I think that you have an obligation with, like, the next generation of men to have these conversations with them, you know, like, go and banter back and forth about something that doesn't really matter. But I think you also got to get them used to the idea of, like, with the people that you're close to in your life, you got to fuck with each other a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you got to tease each other. And it's like, everything shouldn't be offensive. You know, like, you got to be able to, like, joke around with each other. You know, like, if you're best friends and, like, your best friend does something dumb, like, what the fuck are you doing, you fucking moron?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That doesn't mean that I genuinely believe you're a moron.
Right.
It just means I'm giving you a hard time for doing something stupid.
Exactly. And I go way too far at home.
Yeah.
Like you know, that's what she said. I do that shit, and I tried to stop because after a while, Don's like, okay.
Right.
Not everything has to be this way. And I'm like, I do that once in a while.
Come on, Mrs. R.
But then there's other things that happen that everybody's cool with.
Yeah.
But it's really off the cuff.
Right.
Like, there was a picture. It was a meme.
Yeah.
But it was real.
Yeah.
Well, at least it looked real. And it was something... It's the kids wrote "Let It Snow," but they had a porch, and it L-E was on the side, and then it was said "Tits Now" across the front, And so when you're driving across the driving, just their house says "Tits Now," so that has become a thing, And we'll just something will happen, and we'll just say "Tits Now," and I mean, Madonna will say it, Brie will say it, everyone. It's funny.
Have you ever seen that on Saturday Night Live? You know that this is like one of the legendary bits on Saturday Night Live, right?
What?
Let's Hits Now.
Let's Hits Now?
Let's Hits Now.
No, I did not.
Okay, have you ever seen like the old Celebrity Jeopardies? They're fucking
hilarious.
Like where Will Ferrell plays Alex Trebek. Yeah. And then like it was always like Norm MacDonald was always
Burt
Reynolds.
Yes.
And Daryl Hammond was always Sean Connery.
Yeah, Sean.
And,
like, was, Sean.
Yeah, and was always – so like one of the categories was Let It Snow. You know, so it was like, it didn't sound like anything. Like if you're not thinking of it that way, right. You know what I mean? And like, what La Tits Now? Like, oh my God. Like, it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Well, maybe
on
it was a Saturday Night Live thing that they put on there then.
Yeah. It was pretty damn
funny.
See?
Anyways.
Yeah.
Shit like that's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I go too far because I go to the depths for comedy.
Yeah.
And I will do almost anything.
Yeah.
Almost anything. But I definitely go the extra mile. And what happened the other day? And I showed Caden the full circle of comedy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what the fuck was it? It was hilarious. Oh, I know what it was. He was talking. Oh, we were at dinner.
Yeah.
And he was talking about. He said, "Did you know that amputees, like if you're missing your arm, they will get an itch. It's called a phantom itch, and they can't. There's no way of fucking." Curing it. He said, but one way they can do it is they can go to like a mirror where it's a split down so that it makes their brain think that it's that side and they can scratch their actual arm and it'll he says this is a real thing.
Yeah.
And somehow we got talking about a garbage disposal and I said, but so the evening had went on.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to grab that garbage disposal. I'm going to stick my fucking hand on it. And then I'm going to get it, you know, and then a few hours later, I'm going to get a fucking itchy finger, something like that. Well, whatever it was. But anyways, I was teaching him about the full circle of comedy and how if you start off your comedy show with a joke and then you come back to it later, it's twice as funny.
Oh, yeah. Because it pertains to something else.
Yes.
But it's the same line.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's where the genius writers come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about as good as I can get.
Yeah.
The full circle.
It's good stuff.
Of comedy. All right. Oh, anyways, we were talking about survival tools.
Yeah.
I don't really want to quiz you on what you would grab. Like I said, I know you'd grab a fucking shovel, a shotgun, a pistol, a couple arrow shooting items. What else would you take? Water. I know you'd throw some water.
at least a case of water, like I'd throw in to get started. You know what I mean? That way you got something for the initial. Every pair of boots that I could find that I own, I would grab, throw in there real quick. You're going to want to, like, I've got a set of...
like, literally, you're heading to the property.
Yeah. Like, I've got just a few minutes to grab a bunch of stuff.
You got 30 minutes.
Yeah. Like, I would grab my my waterproof gear that I have, you know, just because, like, you don't know what you're going to run into out there, you know, and if most people don't realize this, but, like, if it's windproof, it's waterproof. I mean, if it's waterproof, it's also windproof.
See, I probably would... That's where I would fail, is the clothes, because I would just be thinking about tangible items.
Yeah. No, but, like, a shovel... Like something that's very basic like that, because you can use a shovel to do all kinds of different stuff with it. You know what I mean? So like a few hand tools around that kind of stuff. Like
you're gonna need a saw, but you might have saws down there. So,
but like I have a saw, I have like some hand saws, I have an axe. You know what I mean? And like I have a real nice sharpener that goes with it for some of that kind of stuff. But like for me, I wouldn't overthink it. It would be more for me about like you were talking like the main elements. You know what I mean? I can build a shelter if I need to. You know what I mean? Like I have a really nice Mylar tarp out there. I would probably grab that and tuck that in. Yeah. To make sure. You know, one thing I do have that would be, like, for most people, they would think that it was, like, not high enough priority on the list. But, like, I have a wind radio, right? So, like, if shit goes sideways and you're going into a situation like that, being able to connect to something that could be broadcast in the outside world would be super important, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if it shit got too bad, obviously, in your situation, you would probably just pull the... equipment out of the shed and use the shed if you had to, right? I mean, that would be, you would just do that because out of necessity. If the man-made stuff didn't work so well, you know.
At least it keeps you dry.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
Well, the wind and dryness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Stuff I had wrote down, and a lot of this was recent and what I already touched on, was that auger. I think that's pretty cool.
The auger?
Not only can you just drill holes in wood, you can drill holes in wood and you can stick things into the wood and you can make seats, you can make... Like they had this piece of chunk of wood and they drilled three holes, made a tripod seat, and it, boom, there you go. Something to sit on.
Oh, that'd be easy. I
mean, it's little things like that that you don't even think of that you can do with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
One
thing I will tell you real quick that like would be super high on the list, like might sound funny, but like I would grab a couple boxes of nails real quick. You know what I mean? You ain't going to bring every tool you have. A couple boxes of nails go a long way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What else you got on there?
Not a whole lot more. Oh, a limb saw or a bow saw.
Yep.
Now, the limb saw is probably going to be a lot more beneficial.
Yeah.
Because if you do have to cut something big, you don't have anything stopping you. Where the bow saw, depending on how big your bow is, you may get stuck halfway through.
Yep.
A knife, for sure.
Obviously.
Some sort of fire starter, like a flint or a lighter. Preferably a flint, because it's going to last a lot longer.
Yeah.
Magnesium
is actually what you want, though.
Maybe a hatchet.
Yeah. Oh, dude, a hatchet would, for sure.
And I put saran wrap on here. Just in, temporary. And then, I threw the last thing, was a portable wood burner, if you have one.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what. Like, if I'm, like, on short time, you know what I mean? Again, it's funny to have these conversations sometimes, though, because our brains work in a little different ways. You know what I mean? I'm going to grab that 36-pack of toilet paper that I got stashed underneath the sink. It's going to take up some room in the cab of the truck, but I'm going to tell you what, when everybody else is looking around for what they're going to wipe their ass with, and be like, it's fine. I got this all under control.
Well, you have to remember, after about 3 weeks, you ain't going to be shitting very much.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But like especially for the initial,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Until you figure out like what your program's going to be for that, little shit paper goes a long way.
Yeah, I mean, in a situation like that too, I mean, obviously the rules of engagement are all off.
Right.
I mean, you do what you got to do to survive.
That's why you take shirts that got pockets, man.
Yeah.
Cut that pocket off, baby.
Yep.
You got a nice flannel square just staring right back at you. You're going to get one application out of it, so it better be a good swipe.
Yeah, you better get it right.
Yeah.
Puts a whole new...
Did it ever make you wonder how like people procreated back in those days? You know? Just smelled like body odor and shit all the time. It's not like they had fucking teepee and stuff like that we have now. They were taking baths once a fucking month. You know what I mean?
I mean, there probably wasn't a lot of people going downtown.
No, dude. Oh, my God. On either side.
That's what I mean.
That sounds horrific. Like, that's like, ugh. Imagine. But I had a shower 2 weeks ago.
I mean, I can't imagine the top deck smelling much better. I mean, they didn't brush their teeth all that much.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Of course, they probably ate healthier.
I don't know. I feel like that's
what... There wasn't a lot of chocolates and... Well, maybe there was.
I feel like that's how they invented doggy style. You know what I mean? Like, we got to make kids, but I can't do this. You know, you just face the other way. You know, we don't have to breathe on each other.
Don't fart on me, please.
Whoa.
That's right.
Whoa.
I said it. I went to the depths.
All right.
Okay. Robert Corrigan, if you're still listening, we're going into sports, baby. You can nod off. He said he likes it all, but when we start talking
hates
sports,
when we go to sports.
No, he doesn't hate it. He just tunes out.
Okay.
So we're going to tune Robert out.
Okay.
That's and awesome. Hot starts and the injured list.
Yeah.
Jake's been waiting to talk about this for about 4 days.
It's annoying.
Hot starts. How about them fucking Indians?
What are they, 7-4, 8-5?
Two or three. Three, I think. Three losses.
Well, they just lost the other day.
Yeah, I was there.
Tuesday.
Went to one game.
Yeah.
Against the White Sox.
Yeah. Yeah. Thought that they were going to win it, too. They were down like 5-2 and tied it up. And mm-hmm. they actually had a runner in scoring position after they tied it up, I think.
Got Barlowed.
Yeah.
Fucking Barlow.
Yeah. That's all right, though. Let's go try. Let's see if they can keep it going this year.
Day off today. Yankees series starting tomorrow.
Yankees are going to be a problem this year. They're good.
They just got beat by the Marlins.
They might have, but I'm just telling you, over the course of the season.
Let's get down to Brett.
Wrong one.
Oh, you just shortchanged Harvey, dog. You can't do that.
Right, here we go.
Let's get down to brass tacks, gentlemen.
There we go.
What was that? What did I want?
I don't know, man.
I wanted.
You and your special panel over there.
What did I want? I wanted.
I don't even know. You lost it.
No.
Why do you keep taking your glasses off, man?
Because I don't like my glasses. All right. There we go. Back to what we do.
Wow, we waited for that.
I know.
That was awesome.
That was wait for it.
Right.
So
the Tribe's starting off good.
Tribe started off good, and then Chubb part two.
Well, not just the Tribe, so we're talking about early season baseball, right?
Yeah.
Dude, are we just going to act like Ohtani didn't bet on baseball? Is that what we're going to do now?
What?
We're just going to blame it all on the interpreter and act like it never happened?
That was the current event I wanted to talk to you about.
About Ohtani?
And how he's going to try to put all this. Now it's $16 million or $14 million that the guy stole.
Well, I saw today that they're pressing charges. Like on him particularly, that none of this makes sense. I don't give a shit how much money you have. You lose $16 million to your interpreter, you're going to fucking know it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like, you're never going to convince me otherwise on that.
Do you know what? I think Ohtani's like, listen, go do the time. When you get out, there'll be millions waiting for you.
Yeah, it's messed up, man. I really hope that it's something that they come clean with everybody about as far as like the full-on investigation
Can
and what they find and stuff.
Imagine if they find that Ohtani bet on baseball?
It'd be hilarious. He's gone. For
Holy
life.
Holy fuck.
Overnight.
He just got the biggest contract, and he's one of the most talented players of all time.
And he's the largest superstar in baseball by a mile.
Yeah.
Right now. And globally, he is baseball.
His swing is so smooth, he can throw fucking 100 miles an hour. What can't this guy do? He's 6'6". I mean, and if he gets popped for this, holy fuck.
Yeah. I agree completely. Yeah, that's the black eye on baseball to start the year. I feel like it's been pretty good baseball. There's some exciting teams. You know, we don't love the pitch clock, but it's the second season of it. Most people that are baseball fans, like, it shortens the games considerably.
I mean, the first game I watched was two hours and 30 minutes. I'm like, well,
yeah.
I mean, I like a 3-hour game, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah. Let's talk about the Indians' fucking pitching staff.
Yeah,
yeah. What's going on with that?
Well, it's doing pretty good. We're gonna get Gavin Williams back. Yeah. Biebs, this is Chubb part two. We lost Bieber.
Yeah.
We lost Bieber. Can you believe we fucking lost Bieber?
Dude, two starts and he was fucking 12 innings, 20 strikeouts, didn't give up a run.
En fuego.
Like, incredible in both starts. It wasn't like something happened and he got pulled.
No.
All of a sudden, just after the second game, they said he had some discomfort, went to a doctor, and all of a sudden he's getting fucking Tommy John.
Tommy John.
Yeah.
Tommy John fucking surgery. Right after I traded for him.
Yeah. And then you wouldn't take the trade back, and you never started him. So I don't understand the logic in that, because I traded you somebody that was hurt. It wasn't like they played one game for you, and then they got hurt. If so, then that's just shitty luck. But that's what I'm trying to say. So for those of you that don't know, Adam and I, we've talked about this a bajillion times on here. We've been in the same baseball league since 1947 together, and we draft every year. We got a few guys that we keep, and then we draft every year. I took an earlier pick than he was projected to go on Bieber because I believe in Bieber. You know, Bieber comes out.
That is not the story at all. I missed the fucking draft because I fucking forgot.
You're the commish. You got no excuses. I don't want to hear your shit.
I didn't say it.
I took him two rounds ahead of his ADP.
I would have taken him number one.
Well, you didn't.
Because I wasn't there.
Right.
I told you on the phone. I said, if I would have been in the draft, you would have never got Bieber. Hence, this would have never happened. And I would have still been out Bieber. So it doesn't matter to me.
It does matter, though.
This is why I didn't.
It's so annoying.
So
it doesn't make any sense.
I traded one of my top pitchers to Jake because he offered me Bieber. He knew he was hurt, and he said he didn't. You know, he just.
It's so fucked up. You know I didn't know he was hurt. If I knew he was hurt, would I have offered a trade back?
And then I just like busting your balls.
I don't care. That's fine.
And then 2 days later, he goes, holy shit, dude, I didn't even know he was hurt. Please accept my trade back. So he offered the same guy back, and that's very respectable because normally I would be already on the phone like an hour prior. But dude, what the fuck happened? But for some reason, I'm in a place where it just doesn't bother me. And it probably doesn't bother me because we're going to redraft next year. But so I'm like, you know what? This is a choice that I made. It went. And I know there's guys like Barry and Evan are probably rolling laughing right now.
Oh, they're not. They don't want me to win this again. Those guys would rather see you win it than me in a heartbeat.
Okay, well, they're really pissed.
Like the early season, you and I have talked about this before. Early season, sometimes you beat guys that you shouldn't beat. Sometimes you lose the guys you shouldn't. My first couple weeks are both going to be real close. In about a month, I'm going to start steamrolling almost every team I play. My team looks almost exactly the way it did last year, but I like my pitching staff better. Like, I brought in De La Rosa from Cincinnati for, like, a 12th round pick or whatever the fuck he is, and that dude is on fire to start, just like all the other guys that I have. So, like, my team's going to be right there. I know those guys don't root for me. Like, and I'm completely fine with it. It doesn't bother me one iota that Barry and his boy will never, ever root for me. I get on there, and I talk shit, and I fucking pick on those guys because they're fucking annoying, and I don't fucking care.
You don't even talk shit anymore.
Not anymore. Nobody talks about for years, dude. Like, trust me. Who was the guy that was posting fucking monologues on the league? Like, I don't give a shit. And now I've got a team that's built to win championships. That would have been a hit to me. And instead, I've got a guy that's a top 10 pitcher that really shouldn't be on my team. If they had disclosed as soon as that game was over, hey, Bieber's having tests tomorrow, I would have never offered that trade and you never would have taken it.
I know, but I mean, if there may have been a couple of times throughout this league's history that a trade was redone because of an injury, but I don't know. Usually when those trades are made, bad shit happens. It's kind of on you.
Why don't you just trade me some of your other good players then? We'll just lock this whole thing and piss these guys all the way off. If you're going to do it that way.
I'm probably going to steamroll your ass, so I'm not worried about it.
I mean, you might. It's hard to say.
Probably not. Not this year.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, I'm not a fan of that as we get older. You know what I mean? Like, I'm down to win this, but a lot of it comes down to your draft and being able to use the waiver wire effectively. Like, it's not like it used to be where trades happen all the time. You know what I mean? Every year we get a couple trades, and that's about it. It's not full-blown, wide open like it used to be.
I think what we're going to do next year, since it'll be like a fresh setting,
yeah.
I think we're going to change it to you can make moves on the day. I think that's so much better.
I'm down.
Waiting a day to be able to pick somebody up, I guess it's...
It stops streaming. It stops streaming to a degree.
Oh, is that what it's for?
Yeah.
Oh, so you just can't pick up somebody on the fly?
So I can't look at it Sunday at 4:45.
I can say, oh, shit.
And be like, oh, my God, I'm down 3 innings pitched, 1 appearance, and 3 strikeouts. I'm going to go ahead and pick up this guy that sucks but is starting for the Marlins and hopes that he gets me a few stats to where I win a couple categories that for the actual foundation of my team, I shouldn't be winning.
Yeah, but I don't think you can really stream in this league much. I mean, you don't have many moves. I mean, you could a couple weeks, I suppose.
Yeah, but I mean, realistically, if you save – because you only still get 3 moves in the playoffs – so if you save,
2.
So 2. So if you save 4 moves for the whole year for the end, you have the maximum you can use at the end of the season. What does it fucking matter?
Yeah.
I mean, I have no problem telling you. Like, there are times because, like, you're always going to have a couple guys that are kind of at the bottom of your roster unless you actually absolutely hit on every player you draft in a baseball draft, right? So it's like Saturday nights, I'm sitting there watching the UFC. I'm down 2 appearances, and I've got a couple pitchers that aren't fantastic that I don't just love. Why would I not stream those guys if I have the moves?
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. So it's like, if you do it day of, that makes it even easier to go out and do that.
Yeah, I guess you're probably right. Probably keeps people more, a little bit more honest.
Hey, at least
for Sunday.
At least right? It makes you plan for it the day before.
Right. You have to think about it.
Right. You have to make a decision on what you can and can't get away with.
I mean, and I've always thought I've kind of been good at that. So I guess if you're not, you got to get better, right?
That's how I look at it.
Yep.
So yeah, let's go baseball.
So do you think the Indians will stay this hot? Probably not.
I don't know. We'll see. I think that Cleveland is a very unique team. I think that you've got some real veterans that have some real talent on this team. You got some guys that are probably going to get paid a little bit more money in the next couple of years to go someplace else. You've got some good young pieces that look like they're going to be able to play. Like, and the thing about it is you're not in the National League West or the American League East. Like, you're not in these divisions that just have these marauder teams that are going to beat each other up all year like you have on your football team, right? So I don't think that there's a reason Cleveland can't. I think that they're going to have to win 92 games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're going to have to be somewhere in that realm. But, like, you start off early. I mean, they get to the point where they're, like, 15, 16, and 5 or 6. You go 10 games up early in the season, you got a real chance. You play 500 ball the rest of the year, you're in the playoffs.
That's what a lot of teams did last year. Baltimore jumped out, Tampa Bay jumped out, and they just rode that cushion.
Right.
But they were 500 or sub-500, just barely.
Yeah.
A lot of them were after that start.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I don't think there's a reason that they can't. I mean, you still got a problem with Minnesota in the division. Minnesota is going to be good.
Almost swept them, though. It would have been a rain delay. But, I mean, it's early, right? Shit happens.
I'm just saying, but, like, Minnesota is going to be there at the end.
Yeah.
You know, the White Sox might be.
The Indians have a problem. They have a brand new coach who's a rookie head coach.
Manager.
Whatever.
It's baseball.
Manager.
I'm just saying.
In either whatever you want to call him, he's still a rookie.
Yeah.
But at the same time, all these guys got to start somewhere in their coaching.
Yeah.
Or managerial
yeah.
career.
Yeah.
I think that it's kind of like poker to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to play good cards, right?
Sure.
It's fucking great. It's easy. What will happen when they hit a 6-game skid? That's when you'll see if this guy's got some moxie to actually help this team out or not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're going to find out.
Yeah. Oh, it's all going to happen.
Yeah.
He's going to experience it all.
Yeah.
I just hope it don't get any like 10-gamer skids.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to lose two or three once in a while in a row, but.
My Giants are going to be on the other end of it. You have the Dodgers in your division. So that sucks right off the bat. I mean, their payroll is bigger than how many teams combined in baseball. I think it's 11. I think you can take 11, the 11 lowest teams combine their salaries together, and you're still not to the Dodgers. So that's fun. You know, way to go baseball for getting that fucking figured out.
That's what pisses me off about the Indians.
Yeah.
Is because when they do have a good moment like this,
mm-hmm.
even though it's early and it's been short, there's parts of me that wishes they would just get fucking just hammered and destroyed and just be like, well, you don't put a product out here, so what are we going to do?
Right.
You won't pay for nobody, so what are we going to do? But now, whenever they have, like 2 years ago when they had all these rookies, now that they're in their, a lot of them are in their third season now,
mm-hmm.
but they were just in fuego, made it to the playoffs, beat, you know, and it was fun, lost to the Yankees in the second round, but it was fun.
Yeah.
But it did the same thing.
Yeah.
It proved to the front office, we can do it.
Right.
We can do it with a low payroll. I mean, we can't do it. We can't win the championship.
It's going to take some help.
Yeah. Well, it also takes confidence. And I mean, there's teams like Arizona that came out of nowhere. That was a kind of a young team. They just had a lot of confidence.
They're really good, though.
They got hot at the right time.
They're going to be another problem this year.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Division's ridiculous.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
I don't know if Tampa Bay is still going to be good, but Baltimore's going to be.
Baltimore's good.
Right there.
Yeah.
They got new guys coming out left and right. I thought they were plugged up with new guys, but they're bringing more guys in. Just what? Is it Holiday's kid?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Matt Holiday?
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that fucked up his chin, slid into home plate,
yep,
didn't
that's
he?
Him. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
And he didn't even touch home plate.
I know.
Did you go back to that?
Mm-hmm. Just the dirt. Just jacking his face up on the ground.
Slammed his face into the dirt. They called him safe. He won the game and. Didn't ever touched home plate.
Never touched home plate.
That was, I think, a year or two before Insta replay.
Yeah. Dude, have you? Okay, so we're going to talk about that real quick. Have you seen this new rule for this season? They can go back up to 7 days and change a call. Like, if they ruled it an error on the field, they can change it to a hit. If they ruled it a hit, they can call it an error. That kind of shit.
Okay. I mean, as long as it's not like game-changing shit.
But the so this is – so, like, there's a – as soon as this came out that this was happening, though, you know what the big cry was. Can we go back 7,228 days and give Galarraga his perfect game?
7,000.
That's what it is. It's 7,200-something days.
And it was against the Indians.
It's the worst call in Major League history.
Detroit. Well, I don't know about the worst, but it's one of them. Top five.
I mean, you can't – like, it's the most unmissed call. Like,
wasn't it the ninth or the 27th out, too?
It was it. Two outs. Like, Cabrera was celebrating at second base after he flipped the ball to first. Fucking debacle. So I'm saying, like, if you're going to be able to start doing this now, like, there's a few instances like there. Nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets hurt going back and giving this kid his perfect game. The outcome of the game doesn't change. Nothing else happens. I don't
know. Indians won that game. Joking.
No, they didn't. He got, like, the next guy out.
I know.
I'm just saying.
That guy got ripped off.
It's the greatest ripoff of a regular season game for baseball I've ever seen.
And baseball, like, glorifies that shit, too. The perfect games. I mean, that's, like, a big deal.
Because they're rare.
Yeah.
Right. It's a big deal.
Even though there was a guy that... Well, he didn't. It was a no-hitter. The Houston dude this year?
Yeah.
He threw a no-hitter. There's very next. He went six innings no-hit.
Yeah.
Almost got a backy to backy.
Yeah. My favorite stat I've ever seen on that was when Pedro Martinez threw nine perfect innings, but it was 0-0 and they lost in extras. So that dude threw the 27 out, perfect game, but didn't get it. So, and that guy never had a no-hitter, never had a perfect game in his whole career. Wow. So sad.
No one liked Pedro.
Yeah.
He was filthy, though.
He was just such an asshole.
What, you didn't like him because he threw the old guy down or what?
No, that didn't. That was Don Zimmer. That didn't bother me. He was fucking Yankee. Fuck them.
Hilarious.
You know what though. I mean? No. He just, any interviews I've ever seen with this guy, he's just a fucking prick, man. Like, not a fan. Not at all. Speaking of sports, though, I do have a sports thing, though, for you. If I can unless you got more on baseball.
We have sitting brief.
Dude, we're 2 weeks from today from the NFL draft.
Oh, I was going to put the draft on this, but I didn't know. Well, I guess we
are might. You not excited because you don't have a first rounder this year?
Or last year?
Dude, but your team is fucking sick.
Yeah, they need to get better. They need to get, they're ill.
Dude, everybody's just about healthy except for Chubb at this point.
Yeah, but they just restructured his contract. I'm not disappointed. I'm excited. I'm always excited. They're getting better every day. And
dude, this Browns team is loaded.
Haslam keeps doing it. You're saying that it's loaded because of why?
Your fucking team is just loaded. Like this team, if this team was completely healthy last year.
Yeah.
I mean, they went 12-5. You didn't have your quarterback for most of the year, and you didn't have your running back for most of the year. You're talking about two Pro Bowl caliber players. And I know the world wants to argue and bitch and fight back and forth about Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson had the shit fucking coming all together when he got fucking his shoulder broken.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was coming together. And not just against the children of the poor. That fucking kid lit up Baltimore in the second half of that game with his arm and with his feet.
Mm-hmm.
To help them. I mean, don't get me wrong. Defense did more than their part after giving up 30 points in the first half or whatever the hell it was. You know? But, like...
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the team.
Yeah.
I'm going to... watch every fucking second and hold my breath until there's a W on the screen.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
A lot of speculation that you're going to draft a running back in the second round.
Oh, whatever. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like...
There's a couple kids that are projected...
Like, it's not like 10 years ago when we had 1,000 holes to fill.
No. Like, you need a running back, and I think you need, like, one more decent receiver.
I think they need... I mean... Don't they need to think about the future at quarterback, too? I mean, is it not yet?
No.
I mean...
Not even close. He's 27.
Yeah, I know.
Rodgers is going to be 42. That's 15 years different. Am I saying he's Rodgers? No. But every quarterback can play to 33, 35 anymore. The question is going to be, is how it goes over the next 2 years, what happens with his contract?
How surprised were you they didn't... I mean, do you think Jameis Winston's that much better than Flacco?
No. I don't think that he's that much better. I do think he's better.
I mean, he's younger.
He's way younger. Yeah. I think overall he's better. But I think that the love story that was Joe Flacco last year 5 seconds into Deshaun Watson, the first time he throws an interception, we want Flacco.
Yeah,
you
no
can
way.
Hear it from here. And you don't want that.
No.
You'd rather have the Crab King sitting on the bench. You know what I mean? But he's a guy. But I think that guy fits because it's the same attribute that Flacco had.
Wasn't he considered one of the biggest busts, rookie number ones of all time?
No, he's one of four players all time with a 5,000-yard season. Like, that dude's problem is turning the football over.
Yeah.
But what you have in that guy, though, is a veteran
that
can sling it and isn't afraid to. He's going to be pushing the ball downfield. If something happens to Watson and he comes in, that dude's chucking the football down the field.
Okay,
let me back up. Dude, there's a running back from Florida State.
Yeah.
Dude, I want Cleveland to draft this kid so bad. Like, he's projected as, like, the number two running back off the board in this draft. If Cleveland uses their second-round pick on this kid, I'm going to be overjoyed for
What's
you.
What's his name?
It's escaping. As we're having this conversation, like, the name is escaping me off the top of my head right now. Dude, he is a five-tool do-it-all, but, like,
he's Florida State.
Yeah, he's a bigger back. He runs with power, but, like, he gets in the open field, and he is gazongo. Dude, like, you talk about a kid that could come in and be part of the program on day one, because, like, it's not like when they drafted, like, Richardson or any of these other kind of guys were like, oh my God, this guy's going to come in and be the savior of our offense because we can't run the ball. Your offense can run the ball. Mm. I mean, it doesn't matter who you got back there. You got a couple other nice older pieces now to go with them, you know, to make sure that Chubb's got some insurance around it. But, like, man, you got to draft one of these couple kids. I mean, this draft is weird because there's so many quarterbacks and receivers in it, but, like, the running backs aren't getting the love. You know, but it's like there's probably seven of them that I think are, like, very good and could be, like, very good players. Man, I just would love to see Cleveland draft this kid.
Yeah.
High character type kid, you know.
I don't even know what their angles are. I mean, that would be great. But I'm interested to see where Maserati Marv goes. I saw on Mel Kiper's he was maybe going to Arizona.
Well, the big talk, though, is that, like, they haven't pulled the trigger or anything, but, like, there's a rumor out there that they've been offered three first round picks for that pick.
Who?
Arizona.
To get Harrison?
Yeah.
By who?
Like, that, all kinds of rumors as to who that possibly could be. Because then right behind them at five, and almost guaranteed, is the Chargers. The Chargers got rid of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams in the offseason. So, like, their number one receiver is a rookie from last year named Johnston. Like, they're either going to take one of those guys at five.
Oh, my God. You and I are sitting here. And we've our own teams. And I even forgot Judge Judy's in the house.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Your team is loaded.
I forgot about Judy.
Did you know that if you take the all 11 starters, like right now, the projected 11 starters from every team in the league, Cleveland has the most expensive offense in the entire NFL. $181 million.
That's what I'm saying. Haslam is doing his job.
That's what I'm saying. But you need one more running back that strikes fear into folk.
Speaking of that, I think we may have touched on this, but man, Derrick Henry going to Baltimore, that was not good.
Dude, your whole division's good. I'm sorry. Like, it's so weird.
But that's like, so when the free agency started,
yeah.
I was watching some ESPN, and they're always talking about Dallas. Dallas hasn't done none. Well, and they're like, the other guys are like, well, listen, Dallas is always okay. But you know what? They missed something. They missed something. They needed to make a splash because what happens is, and I know the payroll issues and all that stuff with the cap hits and all that, but they needed to make a splash because if you don't make a splash, you're just going to keep being the same 11, 12 win team and then fail in the fucking playoffs. Like, so looking at Baltimore, they were like, we need to make a splash. Boom. They fucking made a splash. This dude's a fucking home wrecker. And I mean, you think about the running backs that they've had. They've never really, I mean, they've had some good ones, injuries mostly, but they never really had that guy that, like you said, strikes fear into people because Lamar Jackson would just do all the running. Well, now Lamar Jackson's 5, 6, 7, 8 years into the league. He can still do it, but boy, it'd be a lot better if he didn't have to, wouldn't it?
And Henry's a different type of animal.
I know.
You talk about but remove the fact that we can't stand Baltimore. You talk about a player that fits the team.
I like Derrick Henry. Like, I hate Baltimore, but I like Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Shit.
You got to not let him run downhill on you. That's the whole thing.
Now, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how – did he have an off season last year?
He actually had a better year last year. He was hurt the year before.
Okay.
And Tennessee was like one of the worst couple teams in football last
year. Fired the coach, got rid of their, I mean, they just dismantling everything.
Yeah, but you got him too, didn't you?
Who?
Don't you guys have Vrabel in your front office now?
Yeah. Yeah. Ohio State.
Right. Boy, something happens to Stefanski. We know who's sliding into that spot.
Yeah, I would not want the Browns to give up any more first round draft picks, but boy, to get Marvin Harrison, think about it.
I don't know how much that would cost though.
But you just said three first-round draft picks.
Yeah, but are you going to give up three future first-round picks?
Man, we wouldn't have any for like the next 10 years.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that was almost worth it. That dude is a home run hitter.
Oh, man. I'm still this much hopeful that Chicago will somehow trade up from 9.
To get him?
Into one of those slots. Dude, I would love to see him because we're getting Caleb Williams at 1. Like, it's a done deal.
How are you starting to feel about that? Because the last time we talked, you were like,
The way that I feel about it – still hasn't changed. I would have rather – there's two schools of thought. If we trade that pick, it's worth at least 3 1s, right? They're saying that this guy's generational, right? Generational talent coming out at quarterback.
He looks
– number one.
His video looks smooth, man.
He's good, dude. Like, there's no denying that he's good, right? To me, I look at the Chicago team. They were one of the better teams in the second half of last season. They just missed the playoffs. They're a younger core team. But, like you said, they're one of these teams. All these guys have been here for a couple years. The head coach has got some love in the locker room and some traction to where, to me, if you can trade
the head coach?
Matt Eberflus. Right. First head coaching gig. It's taking a while to get his feet under him. He needs to beat Green Bay this year or he's going to end up out on his ass one way or another. But the idea that you could take that pick and turn it into three first rounders, that's three studs, theoretically, on rookie contracts. Right? Like, you can do a lot of damage with that. I mean, that's the Aikman, Irvin, Emmett Smith model when they traded Herschel Walker to the Vikings, you know, to where it's like you still already had Fields. Now, I can say arbitrarily, I think Justin Fields can still be a very good quarterback in the NFL, you know, the type of guy that can lead a team to playoff games, that kind of stuff. But is Justin Fields at his top end ever going to be Patrick Mahomes? I don't think that his arm speed is fast enough.
Pretty high on him, though.
Huh?
You love Justin Fields.
I do love Justin Fields, but what I'm saying is I would rather, knowing that that's what your deal for the next decade, Patrick Mahomes ain't going anywhere. Like, I don't care how many people are tired hearing about Kansas City, that dude ain't going nowhere. Like, he's here for the next decade plus.
How long do you think Travis Kelce plays? He's 35 now?
One or two more years. Like, but that dude's in gravy land. He's already going to Canton. It's locked up, no question. He's got a couple Super Bowls. Like, that dude's playing with house money now. Why would you leave?
No, now? I'm not saying he would leave.
No, but I'm saying
I'm wondering if, like I'm saying, would he play longer because he's still with Patrick?
Depending on how they use him and what his contract looks like and stuff, he might. It's hard to say, you know? But the idea that Caleb Williams could be that next guy that's like that, when you look at how we actually were able to get him, like trading that first pick last year, it's crazy how much, when you look at it on paper, what they actually ended up getting for all of that. I mean, you're going to get Caleb Williams because they got their first-round pick this year as part of it, right? That turns into the number one overall pick. You got him. They traded the fourth-round pick they got back in that trade for Keenan Allen, right? DJ Moore was part of that trade. I don't know if you like DJ Moore or not. He's one of the best wide receivers in football. So now you have a freak tandem on both sides of it. They also drafted their left tackle last year at number 10, who had a really good year, was one of the best rookie offensive linemen.
So Keenan Allen, a couple years ago, he was a few years ago, was always the joke in fantasy football. Like, oh, you got Keenan Allen. Well, you know, he's going to do okay in a few games, but he's not going to blow the lid off of it. But the last 2 years, he's blown the fucking lid off of it.
Right.
How the fuck and why the fuck did they get rid of him?
Money. Couldn't afford anybody. That's why they got rid of both of their big wide receivers.
Jesus.
Right. They had 40-something million in cap hits if they kept him. So
damn.
They're gone. Right. They're already talking about figuring out an extension for him in Chicago. I like the fact that, and different than like, okay, when we got Fields, they traded multiple first round picks to bring Fields in. No help around him. Dude, this team, much improved offensive line, two stud wide receivers, Komet's a legit tight end. You know what I mean? Like, they've got weapons for this kid to come into. He's not coming into an empty closet.
So the big question then for him is, how's the O-line?
The O-line isn't like great. I would love to see them like, a lot of talk about what they do at 9, right? Do they draft one more young receiver to really fill out the end of this team to make them, you know, next level? Or this draft is one of those weird drafts. Like, you remember when Joe Thomas went, when he came out? Joe Thomas was the first lineman coming off the board. There was no question. It was whether he went two or no, or went three, right? Like, there was no two ways about what was happening there. This year, you got Joe Ault from Notre Dame. He's probably going to be the first one off the board, somewhere 4, 5, 6. Wherever Marvin Neighbors and him are kind of going to fill in right there. Somewhere between like 8 and 12, there's like two or three other offensive linemen that are like, look like they have the goods to become top line starters immediately. I would not be upset if they drafted another offensive lineman there. It's not a sexy pick, you know? It's not
never is.
Right, but those guys win championships. You know what I mean? I mean, you have a legit locked down offensive line. I mean, look at what it helped Cleveland turn around the way they did. It's because you sunk all that money into your offensive line and have all that talent up front. And you have to have it in the division you're in, or you'd never compete.
We just need a trainer that can keep those guys on the field. Fucking shit.
You wonder how that's going to go this year. I mean, if Conklin gets hurt like that again this year, that's a lot of money for two seasons to get nothing out of it.
It would be the third in a row.
Well, the year before, though, he played like the first 12 games or something like that, though, didn't he, before he got hurt?
The 2 years ago, he got hurt in preseason, was done. Last year, he played a couple games and got hurt.
Mm.
If he's they're going to get rid of his ass, dude, if he can't stay on the field.
Yeah, but maybe that's what you do with the first-round pick you get here next year when your first-round picks come back. I don't know.
I mean, Wills looks okay, but he got hurt, too.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun draft this year, though. There's a lot of teams with a lot of needs. It's been a crazy year in free agency.
I'm going to be honest, though. It does suck, though, when you don't have any picks.
So last year, the draft really sucked for me. Chicago and Cleveland, neither one had a first-round fucking pick last year.
Yeah, I won't even watch it the first night. I mean, Cleveland's not going to trade up.
Yeah.
I mean, I doubt it.
Right. Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll see.
But no, overall, I'm excited for the draft.
Yeah.
It's always fun. I think they have a second round pick. I don't know.
They do. That's what I'm saying. That's when they take that running back. Second round.
Okay.
Love to see it.
You said Florida State, right?
Yeah, that's the one that I want him to take. I just can't remember his name. Trey Benson.
Trey Benson. Florida State.
Yes.
All right. I got one more.
Do it.
So, did you have a happy Easter?
I drove home from New Jersey.
So, you had a happy Easter.
7 hours in the truck.
There you go. Did you hear on Easter?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Okay. You heard that Biden's trying to make his mark by making Easter Transgender Day.
Transgender Visibility Day.
Yeah.
So, sort of. If you dig into it a little bit more, there's a little bit more to it than that.
What?
Go ahead.
Why not a day before or a day after? Why Easter?
It's been the 19th for like 12 years. The 19th? Sorry, the 29th, or was it the 19th? Whatever that date was. I don't know. What was the date of Easter this year? March 29th.
I don't know. Sounds good.
Whatever the date was this year, I think it was the 19th, because it's been the same day for like 12 years in a row, right? So
Easter has?
No, Trans Visibility Day. It's been the same day for like 12 years, you know, to where it's not like they moved it onto Easter. You know what I mean? Like, to me, like, that wasn't the disgusting part. The part that I hated about that whole thing was that they posted that on Friday. You know what I mean? To where it's like, you didn't post anything about Good Friday or about Easter or any of that stuff. You know what I mean? And like, that's where I felt like you missed the ball. Like, for Christians, the entire weekend of Easter weekend, you know, it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To where it's like, I felt like they really missed the ball. You know what I mean? Like, but I also know that I don't think that was actively him. You know what I mean? It's his account, but you think he's the one that's actually doing the posts on it? No.
I don't think he can even talk anymore.
Like, I'm not talking about that part of it. I'm just saying, like, somebody in his administration decided they wanted to make sure that they put that out there into the world. You know what I mean? Like, to further distance the entire thing. So it brings up the debate and the conversation that, like, so many people act like they don't understand, right? So what a lot of people started saying coming back out of this was that, you know, we have separation of church and state, you know, like, this shouldn't be anything about that anyway. Well, yes and no. So I don't know. People build their own narratives around what they think things are and what they actually mean, right? If you go back and look, history of the country, you know what I mean? It was founded as a Christian country that has religious autonomy, right? So you can worship whoever you want to. This is a Christian state, right? The separation of church and state was a complete reaction to the Catholic Church. I don't know if you've ever watched the Borgias or anything like that, or understand, like, the Catholic Church used to be a business, basically. They owned all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? And that was where they said, look, the church ain't coming in and owning the government, right? That's what separation in church is.
Sure.
Right? The church can't come in and say, okay, we're going to take over the Department of Agriculture. And now all of the grain runs through Scientology church.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like, that's what the issue is, right? To where that's where I didn't like it, that people were like, oh, there's supposed to be separation of church and state. Yes. But it's amazing how far we've gone away from all of that. Religious autonomy. Everybody has it. Anybody can serve who they want to. That's a weekend for Easter. That's the founding religion of the country. I felt like it was really poorly timed the way that they did everything.
Yeah.
And then they just defended the entire thing. Like, hey, you know what? Maybe we should have said something about Black Friday, you know? But I also feel like, again, not being mean, I'm just saying, like, the left is like the...
You mean Good Friday.
Good Friday, yeah.
Black Friday.
Yeah, Good Friday. I feel like this is just another instance where, like, the left feels like they never have to apologize for anything ever, you know? Oh, we didn't know about COVID and locking everybody up and destroying their business and all that. We just didn't know that it was like the flu. Okay, that's not a, hey, you know, we got this one wrong, you know? Sorry you didn't get to be with Grandpa in the hospital when we passed away. Our bad. You know what I mean?
Like, wait. I haven't heard all this.
But
you said, sorry, COVID wasn't that bad?
No. Like, there's people that, like, so the right-wing states, as people like to call them, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? The Texases and the Floridas of the world. They were the first ones to open back up. They didn't want to close down in the first place. They fought this shit tooth and fucking nail.
Right.
Right? The places like California that are uber-duper left pushed and kept those kids out of school as long as they could, kept businesses closed as long as they could, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And it's like, look, all of this fear-mongering, you know, like, people losing their jobs if they're not getting the jabs and trying to put these federal mandates on all these companies and all this stuff, only to turn around at the end and be like, well, you know, all these people that are dying from heart conditions that can be directly related to it. You know, people in the military that lost their job because they wouldn't get the jab, you know, like those kind of things. It's like, at some point, you know, you had to have a card to get on an airplane at one point in time to go into a lot of businesses. You had to have that card. You know what I mean? I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we saw in, like, Nazi Germany. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you got your papers?
Got your papers.
You know? To where it's like, those are the kind of things that's like, nobody gets it right all the time. You know what I mean? Like, and some of those kind of things, it was like, just admit you were wrong and we can move on.
Amen.
You know what I mean? But, like, to be flippant about the whole thing. It's just like how this whole thing's been. Instead of being like, hey, you know, sorry, we should have acknowledged Good Friday. You know what I mean? We're just putting it out there, reminding people that this is on Sunday. And explain. You know what I mean? Don't just put a soundbite out there. Explain. Hey, this is the date that it goes on every year. This isn't in a way to cause any controversy. We're trying to tell you that this is the day that it falls. We can celebrate two things on one day. You know what I mean? If this is the group you're in, celebrate this. If this is the group you're in, celebrate that. But it doesn't go like that.
Yeah.
It's like, what can we do to stir the pot further?
Exactly.
And that's the problem that's what that I got I have
from
with it.
Yeah, that's what I got from it. It was just like a, you know, everybody in my group, just celebrating Easter.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to hear about, I'm sorry, but we don't want to hear about Transgender Visibility Day. They can enjoy that. And no. They can celebrate that. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But my group, we wanted to talk about Easter.
Yeah. Now, also in fairness, it didn't really affect your Easter. It didn't affect mine. You know what I mean?
That was it.
It's just annoying to have it thrown up there.
That's not necessarily true. I'm not going to say it made my Easter worse.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it made it better, but it turned into a discussion
that
I would have rather not had.
Yeah. Okay. To me, it seems like one of those things that's like it's. I don't think there were very many people that were celebrating both of them, I guess is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that, like, you had a whole bunch of Christians that couldn't wait to get done with their ham and potatoes to get out for Trans Visibility Day. And yes. I don't think that there was a whole bunch of the trans community that's in church pews dying for the service to be over. That way they can run out to celebrate Trans Visibility Day.
Did they use saran wrap for their flags on that day? Like, so they were visible?
I don't know.
Okay.
You're really obsessed with saran wrap tonight, bro.
I brought saran wrap back around?
Dude, the obsession. Woo-hoo! It is off the fucking charts tonight, man.
Oh, I brought Saran Wrap back in. Did man, you see that?
I got you some sweaty balls from fucking Atlantic City. I guess I'm going to have to get you some fucking Saran Wrap next time. That's go. Right.
Sweaty.
Right. Me and my brother took a...
Look, they're right there. They're balls.
That's right. We took a little trip to Atlantic City a couple weeks ago. we invited Adam, but it didn't work out schedule-wise for him to come with us, so... We found a little store there that had some stuff. Something you will appreciate, all right? So I found those. I'm like, I got to get these for Adam, like, because it's hilarious to me.
It's also SNL.
I also got...
Big part of my life.
Yeah. But I'm also like, I don't know. You know how I am. Like, maybe I hearken back to my childhood too much, you know, like the way things were, you know? But it's like, I bought the boys candy cigarettes.
Yes.
And it was like... Like, I gave them to him, and, like, the room was not like, oh, that's funny. The room was like, what kind of devil toy are you bringing into this house? I'm just like, they're fake. Like, it tastes like a Fun Dip, but you don't have the dip. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They're not really even that good. They're going to leave them right there on the table.
Yeah. Well, that was the best part was the older one. It was like, oh, my God, I love these. Like, next time you go, can you please get me some more? I'm like, I'll find you some more someplace else. You know what I mean?
Listen, I'm going to enlighten you. The little brand-new candy shop in Wadsworth has them.
Okay.
They even have the ones that you could blow on and a little bit of powder comes out.
Those are the bubblegum ones, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have them both.
All right.
Do you know where I'm talking?
Yeah.
It's right across from Ann's.
Yeah.
It's called something. Maybe it's Susie's Sweet Shop or something like that.
Maybe I'll go in there and get a couple cases of them and like not tell anybody and just put them on the table for the wedding.
Yeah. You don't have to drive anywhere to get those. Just down the street.
Okay. See? That's good stuff. So.
All right. I think that's it. I got nothing else unless you got something.
I don't think I really have anything else tonight. I think that pretty well wraps it up. Most likely the next time that we record, I will be a married man again. So
woo!
That'll be fun. You know, looking forward to partying down for that.
Yes.
So, hey, things are getting crazy out there. We all know it, you know. So if you're really struggling with something, take the time. Pick up the phone, 1-800-662-4357. That is the National Mental Health Awareness Hotline. Pick up the phone. Somebody's going to be there to help.
Absolutely. So if you're having troubles with substance abuse or you want to do bad things to yourself or other people, just pick up the phone and call the number.
That's right. Thanks so much for joining us. See you guys real soon.
Pip, pip.
Cheerio.